Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacey. Candace Preston is also in studio from Joy's house, filling in for Good Morning, my friend. Tina is out for just a few minutes. In studio with us, as always, we always appreciate American Senior Communities and their continued support. And with us this morning is Mike Kingery. He is the Director of Admissions and Marketing with Spring Mill Meadows. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good. We're glad to have you with us this morning. And Shelley O'Connell is back, the Director of Touchpoint Geriatric Services. Hello, Shelley.
Good morning.
Did you have a good summer?
Oh, wonderful. I'm so sad that it's coming to an end.
No, you can feel it. You can smell it. It's here. It is here.
It is.
We've still got a few more hot days ahead. I'm counting on it. All right. Well, Shelley, thank you for joining us. We're going to talk about Westview Health's Fair and the health fair itself. When is it coming up?
Yeah, it's Community Health Network's Westview Health Fair. It's our senior and family health fair on Saturday, November 7th, okay, from 9 to noon at our Community Healthplex Sports Club location.
This is not the first time.
It's not. I think this is our fifth year for this event. So we've been very, very happy to partner again with American Senior Communities to have this event at our Healthplex location, so people on the west side can come out and have an event that sometimes in the west side it's just sort of missed. It's hard to have events on the west side. There's no kind of real good location, so we're really fortunate that we have a fantastic facility that we can offer this to those residents on the west side.
And that's over off of Guyon Road, right?
It is.
Off that little jig there.
Yeah, it
okay.
is. You can see the big blue roof for the Community Healthplex location.
Candace, off that little what?
Jig.
I didn't know.
You know.
I didn't know
like
what the jig was,
like,
but I feel like
jig.
Like a jig.
The road,
but then you're going to find it right around the jig.
Yep.
Okay. ASC will have some screenings and special presentations. Mike, what will you have to offer?
American Seniors Communities will offer balance assessments, hand grip strength testing, massage therapy, and joint pain information, just to name a few. We're really excited to have Angela Norris, our vice president of our managed care team, to give a presentation on traditional Medicare versus Medicare Advantage plans. She'll also be there to answer some questions about the differences between Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans.
You know what? I think there are deadlines that are coming up, right? Am I right about that with Medicare and
there
Medicaid?
Are. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, with us this morning, by the way, Mike Kingery. He's the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Spring Mill Meadows. Where is that?
Spring Mill Meadows is located on West 86th Street, directly across from St. Vincent Hospital.
Okay, how long have you been there?
I've been there almost a year now.
And what do you think? Is this everything you hoped it would be when
and more.
Working for a
Absolutely.
Community?
Absolutely, and more. Really gives me an opportunity to help families out there look for options for their loved ones and in time in need.
Shelley, what do people need to bring with them to the health fair?
You know, if individuals have not had their flu shots yet, this is a great opportunity. We'll be offering flu shots and pneumonia shots, and we ask that they bring their Medicare card with them if they have it. If not, we're offering those for $25.99 if you are not a Medicare recipient. So in addition to that, it's just bring yourself. We're going to give you a fun tote to take around, gather some information from all the vendors that we have there, take advantage of all the screenings that we'll be offering. So it's just a great morning.
Now let's reiterate, this is for seniors, right?
It is. It's a senior and family health fair. So a lot of what we have for caregivers as well as seniors, bring the family. You know, you can come and enjoy all that we have to offer.
Mike, how did you get involved with senior care?
Oh, senior care. Well, I started with a local company here in Indiana. Really found a passion for helping seniors. I spent a lot of time growing up with my great grandparents as a child, and really just enjoyed watching them age in place over the years, and looking for ways to give back to the local senior community.
Shelley O'Connell is here, also the Director of Touchpoint with Geriatric Services, Director of Touchpoint Geriatric Services. I should say that better. Mike Kingery is here, the Director of Admissions and Marketing with Spring Mill Meadows. We've got a great senior health fair that is coming up. Westview Health Fair is coming up. And we mentioned a few things that you're going to have available. What else, Shelley? Anything else that we need to let our listeners know?
Well, we have a special guest that American Senior Communities is bringing with them as well for the day. So Mike Ahern is going to be on site.
Oh, yay, Mike.
So we're pretty excited about that, too. Everyone remembers him from television. And so they can come by and stop by and have a meet and greet with him, as well as have their foot screenings, talk about joint health, women's health, wound healing. Joyce House will be on site that day. So we're very excited that they'll be participating as well. But we'll have Medicare information as we're rolling in and just in the midst of open enrollment, too.
Yeah, it's and again, we've talked about it for several years here on Caregiver Crossing, and I still don't know that, even though you all explain it and it's been told to me a million times, I still can't get it stuck in my brain, the differences and all that goes into that. So there will be certainly some people there to help you through that. Candace, Joyce House is going to be there?
Yes, we will be there. I will be there. I'm going to try to talk Tina into coming along,
okay,
but I can't promise that.
All right. And what are you going to do?
Don't know yet. Just come on over and find out.
Always have great resources available.
Thank you very much.
We may have a few giveaways.
Okay, now, wait just a minute, guys. Hold on. Shelley, explain a little bit about Touchpoint. We've had you in the show several times now, but for those that might just be tuning in for the first time, explain what you guys do.
Yeah, so Touchpoint is Community Health Network's Geriatric Services Division. So within our program, we offer a lot of services for individual seniors as well as their caregivers. We have a geriatric assessment clinic in two locations within our city where we're able to help individuals as they're experiencing changes related to dementia, medication-related needs, or they just want to have a comprehensive geriatric assessment to get a bigger handle on sort of all of their healthcare needs as they're aging and transitioning.
You know, it certainly is something that is a hot topic when we talk about seniors getting old, as we talk about aging and living longer and what you can, what is out there, those resources that are out there. And you guys have been at this now with specifically with Touchpoint for how long?
Yeah, the Community Health Network, it was just about 8 years ago, made a commitment to saying we need to have more of a centralized resource and services for geriatrics. And so they brought me on board just about 8 years ago, and we developed this program that has our clinical side and our non-clinical side. And our non-clinical side features our health fairs and our ongoing educational activities that we have on a monthly basis as well.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Candace.
That's important, particularly for the individuals who are deciding to age at home versus some sort of long-term care setting. Mm-hmm. Touchpoint and some of the other agencies that are out there are doing really well with helping to keep those individuals living at home.
Are we winding down on health fairs for the winter, or have you got some more coming up?
For me, for Community Health Network, this is one of the last ones I think we have for the fall and winter season. It gets a little harder and challenging sometimes to get out, yeah, as we transition into the colder weather, yeah, for folks. So we're pretty happy to be hosting this one at our Community Healthplex location.
What's the time? It's November 7th.
From 9 a.m. until noon at the Community Healthplex Sports Club, and that's located at 3660 Guyon Road.
Okay, right on Guyon Road. And anything else that we want to talk about? Flu shots, very important. Everybody says we're being offered a little bit earlier, but stress how important it is for seniors and their flu shots.
Oh, seniors are so vulnerable to all the changes related to illnesses that are happening as we transition into the fall and the cooler weather. So getting your flu shot now, and actually we're sort of being in November on the tail end of needing to get your flu shot to build up those immunities for anything you may be exposed to as the weather is changing.
All right. Mike Kingery, the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Spring Mill Meadows. If anybody likes more information about you guys, where would they go?
They can visit our website at ASCSeniorCare.com. They can follow us on Facebook, or they can stop by and tour any of our many locations around Indianapolis.
All right, do that for sure. ASCSeniorCare.com. And for more information, Shelley, on the fair itself, the community, the fair that's coming up, and also just to get in touch with you.
Sure, at eatcommunity.com/touchpoint.
All right, guys, thank you very much for coming in to see us. Shelley O'Connell and Mike Kingery. The news is next, 93 WIBC.